That is so fucking wrong. I queued up a whole different goddamn track and it had the number and it said pause and it was not it.
I said, they didn't accept you 2,000 years ago and they're not gonna accept you now. But the blue gorilla, he just looked at me, smiled his heavenly smile, grinned his all-knowing grin, and then he said, Cain. When he said my name, Cain, I knew he had to be God.
Who else?
He said, Cain, I don't want you to worry about a thing. Because you see, and then he said these words to me. He said, life ain't nothing but a river moving through an empty air. He said, life ain't nothing but a river just moving through an empty air. Well, you can hold on if you wanna, but Lord, when the shit hits the fan, you better look out for the blue gorilla. You better look out for the blue gorilla. You better look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, look out. Look out for the blue gorilla. Look out.
On your ass.
Good looking out. Good looking out.
Hello, poetry lovers.
Hello.
The next one's been a big favorite. It's one we do at the bookstore when we get calls from people who have given our names out to give recommendations to possible employers that call the store. We just reach into a little basket and we pull out these recommendations at random and read them over the phone to the prospective employers. It's called the John Eaton recommendations. Number one, yes, I'd be glad to give John Eaton a recommendation. He worked here 3 years and he was a fine young man and ideal employee. If it were possible for him to walk in here today and opening suited his qualifications, I'd remember little gauzy winged things fascinated him, and vice versa. He worked here 3 or 4 days, but I don't remember actually when it was. He had 18 bucks when he left here. He speaks English quite well. Do you like American men? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to dart around and make a hole in the sky. Two. Yes, I'd be glad to give John Eaton a recommendation. Worked here 68 years. Do you like American men? I remember John Eaton and his vast library of pornography. He always said there was a sensation of heat which penetrated into his very vitals whenever he grappled at a tavern or nightclub with another pornographer in homage to his lord and master, the Prince of Darkness.
Thank you.
Jazz fans, the Unwrinkled Ear signs out on another Thursday evening. We went a little bit over that, but that's because there's nobody under us. And you know, while I was listening to that, I slipped a record accidentally into the wrong sleeve, and it felt like it just feels wrong. Anytime you do that, you immediately want to pull out like it's a fucking dirty condom or something. It's, you know, it's a burned out fuselage, even though it's a perfectly fine sleeve to put the record that belongs in it in. Maybe other people don't feel this way. The Winamp is loaded up. The evening is nigh. Have a good killing corporate radio time beyond until the next system check. I will be wrinkling until I get back. Two untills make an even.